From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 8th, 2019. This week, we feature a water bird mystery sound. Have a listen for about 10 seconds and see if you can guess this long-necked, diving, fish-eating creature. And here's a hint. A double feature on its crest forms a core part of this bird's name. If you guessed a double-crested cormorant, you are right. The double-crested cormorant is the most common of 6 species of cormorants in North America and 2 species in Virginia. Virginia's other cormorant, the great cormorant, is the world's most widespread cormorant, but is a relatively infrequent visitor to the Commonwealth. The double-crested is typically found along Virginia's Atlantic coastline and around the Chesapeake Bay, and it's also seen on inland ponds, lakes, and rivers, often resting on rocks, trees, or human structures. The 2 head crests that give this species part of its name are not regularly visible. Much more noticeable are its long dark neck, its orange throat, its large nesting colonies, and its habit of holding out its wings to dry out feathers following a diving and feeding foray. Like other cormorants and the related anhinga, the double-crested uses diving and powerful swimming ability to get its preferred food of fish, along with many species of bottom-dwelling invertebrates. Cormorant feathers have less water-resistant oils, though, compared to other diving species like various diving ducks. This may make cormorants faster underwater, even as it leads to their on-land wing-spreading behavior. The word cormorant has Latin roots meaning sea crow. That's appropriate, because like crows, cormorants also have a reputation in some areas and situations as a pest. The Cornell University Lab of Ornithology's website, Birds of North America, has noted that although cormorants typically feed on non-commercial fish, they have had documented economic impacts on commercial fisheries. The Cornell site states that real and perceived resource conflicts have resulted in substantial federal policy changes regarding cormorant management in the United States. Big, behaving distinctively, and bound up in policy decisions, cormorants may make you do a double take, even if you don't see a double crest. Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use the double-crested cormorant sounds from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. We close with about 15 more seconds of cormorant sounds, mixed in with some other bird species, from a series of recordings made by David Morrows within a colony reportedly of over 1,000 cormorant nests. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.